Sometimes life is hard, and you just need someone to talk to. Someone who's been there and understands.
That it's about overcoming.
Inspiring others to be brave.
Friendship.
Faith.
Being real.
And living beautifully whole.
So kick back and spend some time
with the girls on the Big Blue Couch.
Welcome back to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch Show with Rachel Chumley and Mandy B. Anderson. Coming up is our Real Talk segment with Mandy and I, and later on in the show, we'll be doing Walk by Faith with Joette and your weekly truth statement. This new format will give you a chance to hear from the whole team at Big Blue Couch Coaching as we share life coaching tips and encouragement to help you live a beautifully whole life.
Hey guys, it's your life coaches, Mandy and Rachel here, and we are going to take a few moments to talk real about an issue that really helps with life. So that's what these Real Talk formats are for.
Yes.
It's like your little bite-sized coaching session with both of us.
Yep.
So what's our topic today, Rachel?
Okay, so our topic today is honor in friendships, and it's part of our honor and integrity series, and we started this series a couple of episodes ago with
With social media.
Social media.
Honor in social media.
Yes. Which I got really heated. I didn't know I was quite that passionate about.
We are very passionate about this. We were kind of passionate when we typed up the notes for this. So
yeah.
Let's do a recap of what is the definition of honor.
Okay. So the definition of honor is honesty, fairness, or integrity in one's beliefs and actions. And it's also meaning high respect as for worth, merit, or rank. That's straight up out of the dictionary, so they know.
And I know when we did this before, the thing that we really honed in on was the high respect as for worth.
Yes.
And so go back and find that. I can't remember what episode that is.
I don't know. It's a couple before this. So I don't know. Maybe like 61
or 60 somewhere in there.
Somewhere in the 60s, guys. Go look for it.
But we want to talk to you today about a few tips to instill honor in your friendships. And the first tip, we love this one, is speak life into your friends.
We do love this one.
No gossiping.
Yeah, and this kind of really goes back into even what we talked about before with honor on Facebook. Because seriously, how many times do we see that with like a group of friends or people who say that they're friends?
Yeah.
And they're speaking bad about each other
online. Or they're speaking in code about how I love it when somebody treats you this way and then they blah, 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 blah.
Right.
That's not a person, that's not demonstrating honor.
No,
it's not. You don't need to air your dirty laundry and talk in code about the things, but what you do need to do is speak life into your friends.
So, Mandy, can you give an example of what that looks like?
Well, I would say speaking life into your friends is really encouraging them.
Mm-hmm.
When they're having a rough day, tell them, you know what, this is going to pass. You can do this. You are strong enough to overcome this. Also, obviously, not gossiping about them. I mean, there is a difference between going to a close friend and saying, hey, this friend of ours is struggling and we need to come up with a plan of how we're going to help her.
Right.
Versus, oh my gosh, did you hear what happened to Rachel?
Right. even just the wording sounds different.
Right. Or this one, do I have it on here? No, I don't. This one is one of our favorites is, we need to pray for her.
This happens in church circles a lot.
It does. And that is not honorable.
No.
Is to say we have a prayer request and then gossip about it.
Right.
Using the prayer request as a front.
Right. Right. Absolutely. So the other thing too with speaking life into your friends is if they are going through a season that is difficult and maybe you're not sure what to say, sometimes you don't have to have words necessarily.
Right.
Sometimes speaking life into your friends is just showing up
and
sitting beside them and saying, I'm sorry you're going through this. I am here for you. It breaks my heart that you are sad.
Mm-hmm.
And just being there for your friends is part of speaking life into your friends,
it
even
is.
When you don't know exactly what words to say to them.
And that's probably going to be harder to do than to encourage them.
Yeah, it is.
Because you have to be okay with vulnerability and you have to be comfortable in the silence.
It is hard to be comfortable in silence.
It can be.
And we do that as coaches a lot of times. Mm-hmm. When you come to events, if you've ever been to one of our events, you will know that we are comfortable with silence, which makes the audience sometimes uncomfortable. But it's in the silence where you actually, you know, let your brain kind of have the feelings that it needs to have. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Silence is a good thing, not to avoid it.
It is. So tip number one is speak life into your friends. Tip number two, what's that, Rachel?
Respect their opinions and feelings.
Okay, this is a big one.
This is a big one. And sometimes it might feel like we're just saying things we should already know.
Yeah, a lot of this seems like so elementary.
It is, but for some reason we forget. And we go back into bad habits. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as friends, and I think we sometimes forget this, we don't have to agree in order to be friends. And that's where honor comes in a big way in friendship, is how you can disagree with your friends and still remain respectful towards each other and not tear each other apart.
Exactly. And that's a big one. When you can get to the point where you can learn to love somebody, even when they don't agree with you or even when they see things differently than you. Mm-hmm. That's a mature person.
Absolutely.
And that's a great way to show honor to your friendships. Mm-hmm. The last one is resolve conflict honorably.
Yes.
And we have behind here to schedule a time to talk about issues, hurt feelings. Do not text or email. And we have a reason why we wrote that.
Do not text or email.
We have a personal story with that. I'll let you start that one.
We do. Okay, so here's
the short version, of course.
Here's the thing, and I think we all kind of know this when it comes to emails and texting. It's a really easy way to say whatever you want, and that's also very dangerous. Because
yeah.
You can say anything behind a text message or an email that you wouldn't necessarily say to each other face-to-face. And Mandy and I found ourselves in a situation where I had to send her an email about something that was happening in a work environment. And I kind of had to do like a whole pull rank type of thing where I had to play, I'm the boss here and I need to, you know, we need to do it this way. The thing was, Mandy and I have never had a conversation like that before, and things had gotten kind of toxic, if we can mm-hmm. say that, in the environment. And so it was starting to affect our friendship. And so I sent this email to Mandy, which was much
It was
meaner.
Your Geraldine showed
it
in
was
this
much
email.
Meaner than I would ever have said to her face to face. And thankfully, Mandy knows me well enough to be like, that's not Rachel. Rachel would never say those things mm-hmm. in real life. And so she called me, I think is what you did, and said, we need to get together and talk about this. And I was like, no, let's just avoid it and just all move on. And so we say this because we've had to do it.
Yes.
That sometimes you do need to have a conversation face-to-face, or at least over the phone if you live in
right.
different states and you can't be face-to-face. But sometimes there are things that happen in your friendship you cannot talk about on email or text message. For one thing, it doesn't portray emotion at all.
Right.
Like, there's no emoticons that are like sarcasm. There should be. Like, there should be sarcasm font, but not
yet. There should be, but there's not.
So now you need to pick up the phone and actually
right.
talk to each other.
And the thing is, when you honor your friend and you talk to them about something that can potentially be a hard conversation mm-hmm. or a crucial conversation. I'm reading that book right now. Love it. When you honor them enough to talk to them about it, even though it might be awkward, mm-hmm. it's going to get resolved much better.
Right.
That, 'cause I think I told you, I'm like, I don't care. Like, I totally understand where you're coming from
right.
with this. But what bothers me is the fact that you emailed it to me. Instead of talking to me.
Right. Which is funny.
Like, we've you don't it, have to be afraid to talk to me about stuff like that.
We've had it come up before in our circle yep. of friends. We had to do the same thing with Madison one time. And
months down the road.
Right. And so.
And that time I called her up right away. I'm like, no, we're not going to be texting. We're going to talk about this. Like, what's going on?
Right.
And
right.
so.
You also get to the real.
You do.
Really quickly. So then you bypass all of those like weeks of like weird text messages or emails yeah. and you're not sure what's happening, and just gets more toxic and more toxic. When you talk it out, that gets you get through that really quickly. And
it also helps
stay there.
You do tip number one, speak life. Because if
absolutely.
You don't talk it out, you will start to gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to assume things that the other person may or may not be feeling.
Right, right.
And it's just going to be a mountain out of a molehill when you don't talk it out. So,
absolutely.
Okay, so the real life application for you, the person watching this or listening to this, we have three of them, right?
Yes.
So the first one is to reach out to a friend today and every day this week to encourage them and choose to stop gossiping. That's your homework.
That's your homework, number one. Number two is agree to disagree. And if you have somebody in your life right now, it could be a family member. Maybe it's not a friend. Could be a family member. This week, apologize. Mm-hmm. Apologize. I know it's easier said than done, but if you want to maintain healthy friendships, you need to reach out and apologize to somebody that maybe you need to agree to disagree with.
Yes. And number three, this is our favorite one. Have an awkward meeting at Starbucks with your friend to talk about all the things. This is real. Chances are you might have a friend that maybe things have gotten a little toxic, or you need to have a crucial conversation, mm-hmm. and you haven't honored them because you've been emailing and texting and avoiding. And so your homework is to schedule that coffee date with that person, or schedule that phone call or a Skype date if that person lives far away, because it will be awkward. You will have to be real and honest and vulnerable.
Right.
But it's going to really help you resolve that conflict with honor in the long run.
Yes. Thanks for joining Mandy and I for Real Talk. Coming up next, we've got some great walk by faith tips with Joette. So stay tuned.
Living beautifully whole requires skills. Big Blue Couch Coaching has just what you need with a monthly life coaching workshop designed just for you. For all the latest dates and details, visit www.bigbluecouchcoaching.com/workshops.
Welcome to Walk by Faith. I am Joette Knapp, a professional life coach here at Big Blue Couch Coaching, and each Monday I will bring you a daily boost of faith and encouragement to help you be brave, overcome obstacles, and live beautifully whole. Today's scripture reference is from Romans 7:15. In fact, I don't understand why I act the way I do. I don't do what I know is right. I do the things I hate. Have you ever been guilty of knowing you should do something but don't do it? Most of us have been guilty of that at least one time or another. Even the Apostle Paul admitted that he did that in Romans 7:15. So why do we fail to do what we don't want to do, or how do we avoid certain things that we know we're supposed to do? There have been times in my life where I knew I should call someone and I didn't. The person may have needed an encouraging word by me that only I could give them. They may have been at a crossroads of a decision they needed to make, and my words of wisdom may have helped them with their choice. They simply may have needed to know that someone cared enough to call them. But I didn't act on it. When the idea popped into my head, I let my everyday routine get in my way, and before I knew it, I'd forgotten all about making the phone call. Did I do this intentionally? Of course not. I cared for my friend very much. I just let the busyness of my day get in the way, and I missed the blessing, and my friend missed whatever it was they needed from me. I was a recipient of a friend who acted on that and her prompting to call me. It was back in 1997 when I was facing the worst experience of my life, an unwanted divorce. My life had been turned upside down, and everything I'd known and believed in had changed forever. There were nights when the kids were at their friends, and I was an emotional wreck. Then the phone would ring, and my friend would say, "God told me to call you." This beautiful friend didn't know what I was experiencing at the time, but she knew about the divorce, and she acted on the idea that entered her mind, call Joette. We'd talk for hours. Sometimes she would come over, and we'd sit and cry, and she'd let me. My friend helped me through those initial months when I could hardly breathe, let alone cook, clean house, work, and most of all, be a sane mother. All I wanted to do was crawl in bed, put the covers over my head, and stay there. My friend loved me enough to not let me. She encouraged me to seek counseling and gave me hope that life was not going to be like this all the time. I heard her prayers to cover my children and me in the only way our Father could, with His great love. She was my lifeline. We're not on this earth to live alone. We need each other every day. We have friends by choice. Treat your friends the way you want to be treated. You know when your friends are going through a difficult time in their life, be it big or small. Be a good friend and call in when they pop into your mind. Be obedient when God calls you to act. Don't miss the blessing. Knowing what you should do and doing it are two different things. Don't regret that you didn't act on the thought God put in your head. Here are a few questions to think about. Is there something God has asked you to do that you haven't done? Or what are some steps that you can take that you can be obedient and follow through with those ideas that he's put in your heart? What could you do to help somebody get through a very difficult time in their life that only you can do for them? I'm honored to spend time with you each week to help you take a step by faith. Make sure you take time this week to meditate on this week's verses and the journal questions. Thanks for spending time with me, and I look forward to seeing you again next week. Goodbye.
Have you ever struggled with comparing yourself to others and embracing your God-given talents and dreams? The Unashamed Bible Study is designed to help you erase the lies and discover the truth about who God says you are. It's time to embrace your authentic self with an easy-to-apply 30-day Bible study. Learn more at www.bigbluecouchcoaching.com/unashamed.
Hey guys, we want to thank you for hanging out with us girls on the Big Blue Couch this week, and we want to leave you today with a statement that you can take with you this week when you need it to remind yourself and encourage yourself of all of the skills that you learned today. So your truth statement for this week is, I choose to be brave in every situation that I face this week. Pull that out whenever you need it. Post it on your door, post it in your car, post it wherever you need it so that you can encourage yourself with that truth statement. Here it is one more time. I choose to be brave in every situation that I face this week. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks for hanging out with us on the Big Blue Couch. For all the latest updates, free resources, upcoming events, and coaching services, be sure to visit www.bigbluecouchcoaching.com. Also, check us out on Facebook and Twitter for daily connection with the team. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Remember to tune in next week for more tips on living beautifully whole with the girls on the Big Blue Couch.